Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Steve Green and he's telling us about a kind of a big community operation we need to know about. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, LaVon.
We're going to talk about Kids Care through Outreach International in Union, Iowa. What does that do?
They have adopted an area in Tanzania that they have furnished a school in a hospital there, and we have been supplying food for the kids in that town. Not only the students, the students get fed, but anybody of student age is eligible to come and eat at that school, which is absolutely fantastic.
So is the food prepared there? I mean, we're going to talk about what food you're putting together, but so then does somebody cook it there and serve it?
Yes, it's okay. A porridge type of with soybeans and vegetables, some minerals in it, vitamins, and rice. And we packaged it, and they just pour it in a pot and put water in it. And each package will make about 6 quarts of food. Yes.
Whoa. This is instant food for a group.
For a group, yes.
Wow.
And when they first started feeding these kids, they had three went to higher education. Higher education for them is high school.
Mm-hmm.
Last year they had 27.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
What an increase.
The increase is due to, you know, we all sit here, we go, you can't learn on an empty stomach.
Right.
So they feed these kids, they learn. Many of them are going back to the town. One kid that went on to higher education, he was wanting to learn about the water system, and then he was going to go back to town and run the water system so the missionaries don't have to do that anymore.
Hmm. And water, I mean, what more basic need is there than water and food?
That's right. And others are raising, that have gone through their education, are starting to raise their own crops. So the missionaries are starting to find other places to go because of this, of us feeding these kids so that they could learn.
And how good they must feel about themselves. I mean, they're developing their own independence.
Yes, they are. And that's the whole goal of this project is. And we're just a small part of it, but we may be a small part, but it is huge.
A really important part. Yes,
yes.
So how does all this happen? You're talking about something happening right here that makes this huge difference.
Right here, yes. We have worked with the churches and their youth groups, and last year we raised $8,000 and packaged 32,000 meals to go to Tanzania. And we meet on March 8th. At 9 o'clock at the Catholic Parish Center, and we put these packages together. Many of you have seen the packaging in Omaha and Des Moines that they do for people, and this is exactly the same thing. It's just that our packages will go to a school. Now, this is our fourth year of doing it, and we have had 3 Tanzania foreign exchange students help us from this that we're studying in this area, and they've come to help us. And last year, the girl that was there lives 60 miles from where the packaging is going.
Oh, how exciting. It almost gives me goosebumps, Steve, to think about that. The connections in the world just kind of get smaller and smaller.
Yes,
it's just
amazing.
Amazing. So if somebody comes to help, and you're saying you're really recruiting youth, do you need any adults?
We could use some adults because we do, and especially on Friday night at 7 o'clock on March 9th, we have to unload the truck there. And then we also need some help with the adults because we have to, there are 50-pound bags of rice and that we have to refill. So we are going to be needing some help.
Okay. Now, where does this food come from?
The food comes from the Midwest.
Okay.
The soybeans, I believe, is from Iowa. The rice is from Missouri. And I think the vegetables is from St. Joe. So it's coming from right here.
Okay. So this comes in like on a big truck?
It comes in on a truck, and we unload it on Friday night. And then Saturday there'll be lines, and we'll have these kids. We've had, you know, we start off, we think it's going to take about 4 or 5 hours. We get it done in two.
So you have so many great volunteers.
We have, and they don't want to take a break. Huh. 1 year we took a break and we cooked some of this food for them, and the kids came back for seconds instead of having a cookie.
Amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
If the kids like it here, you know what they're going to say up over there.
Absolutely. When they probably haven't had much to eat at all.
And that's right.
Now you have this good stuff to eat. And, okay, so we have these big bags, and then what do your volunteers do?
The volunteers will put a pre-measured amount in each bag, so and then in each pouch. And then when they get to that town, they just pour the pouch into a... into the water, and then they cook it. So there's no measuring by them at all. And this way, everybody gets the same amount of nutrients that's necessary to help the human body.
You bet. So you have all of this laid out in terms of here's the measure or the weight. Do you weigh it or do you measure it?
We measure it and then we weigh it.
Okay.
And then we vacuum seal it.
Oh, okay.
So,
and I'm sure you do this sort of assembly line, you know, one person does this and the next person does this. And
we'll have 10 or 12 assembly lines going at the same time.
Do you have some good music going? And
really, we don't.
Maybe it's just the talk.
The kids talk amongst each other. What's really neat about this is these are all Christians that's coming in. Mm-hmm. And so they're talking amongst each other. So then when they go to school, they see that person that stood next to them. Now they have something else to talk about besides, the weather and whatever.
Yeah, right.
So this is really fantastic.
Yeah. It sounds like a great, well, obviously it is something really great. You've been successful. You've done it now. This is the fourth year or the fifth year?
This is the fourth year.
The fourth year. And you have these stories, these reports back. I mean, what could be better than this?
Yeah.
It's so many times would you know, we give.
I'm sorry, this is the fifth year.
Okay.
It went by so fast.
Yes. You know, we give money to missionaries. We give money for foreign aid, whether it's our government or, you know, for some other charity and so on. And we really don't know where it goes.
Right. And this is something, when I was looking at to do something for our kids can get involved with as a group of young Christians, then I was looking at so many ways of doing it, and the problem that we run into is governments get involved with the packaging, with it, and there's tariffs involved. If you send money, not all the money makes it. Every bit of this goes, there isn't, because it goes to a church mission, and the government doesn't get anything out of it.
So now there has to be some cost involved in terms of shipping this.
That is the interesting part. The shipping will go, they have to send it to the port, and then it sets on the port until there's an empty spot on that ship that's ready to leave.
Ah.
Then they'll put it on that ship that's going to Tanzania or close enough to it, and then it gets shipped at a very reduced price.
Excellent.
So it can sit there for a while, and so you really don't know when it's going to make it over there. But it does make it over there, and these kids don't go hungry anymore.
But because all this food, I'm thinking, is dehydrated, I mean, you don't have to be concerned about the food safety when it maybe sits there longer than you thought it was going to have to. It's still going to be safe.
I believe they said it has a 6 to 8 year life.
Uh-huh. Wow. Pretty amazing. You think, do I really want to eat that? So it's great that you made it for the volunteers to taste, to say, hey, this is good stuff.
And it's just, and the kids love it. They're so excited about doing this. And it's helping people.
Yes.
It's helping people their age.
Real way. Okay, Steve, if somebody wants to help or has more questions, what should they do?
They can call me at 249-9664.
Okay.
Or if they would like to make a donation, they can send it to Kids Care, Post Office Box 451, Atlantic, Iowa.
Okay, Post Office Box 451, Atlantic. Or your phone number again,
249-9664.
9664. Give Steve a call if you want to get involved. Either adults or youth get involved. And you said the first date that you maybe need some kind of heavy lifting is?
On March 7th, Friday evening.
Okay.
About 7 o'clock at the Parish Center.
Okay. And then on Saturday?
At 9 o'clock, we'll need some help. At 9 o'clock till probably about 11. We'll be done in 2 hours.
All right.
And we usually get about 140 kids. And if anybody has ever said, our kids are no good anymore, please come down and watch them.
If you don't want to work, just come and be awed.
Yes.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Steve Green, for visiting with us and bring us up to date on Kids Care through Outreach International in Union, Iowa, to get this food to Tanzania. Until next time, here's the thought: the pleasure of having is sharing.